a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. It is nice to have you with us here as we enter into the second hour, final one for another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. Our thanks to Navidomskis for taking a little time in between ski runs and joining us in that first hour. This time of year, it's hard to catch up with him.
It's hard to peel him off the slopes, isn't it?
And poor Gail, you know, his wife, she always has to just shake her head. So he makes reservations at a hotel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights on a three-day weekend. Then he goes back and he makes reservations on a Thursday night because he sees a storm coming on Friday that might keep him from getting up the canyon. They're just taking up residency, I think, at area hotels in preparation to be first on the slopes for a good ski day. Anyway, he loves it, and he lives it this time of year. Tim Hughes, along with Russ Smith, Navi will be absent in this hour, but I want to get things started immediately. By the way, we're going to check in. Speaking of skiing, we're going to check in with Ski Utah.
Oh, good.
Annalise is going to join us again from their offices, and we're going to talk about the fifth and sixth grade passport program, which for $45 you get 3 days on every resort in the state. Do the math on that.
Wait a minute. How many bucks?
$45.
At every resort in the state.
Every resort in the state.
How many days?
And you get 3 days.
3 days.
So 15 resorts, 3 days. That's 45 days at $45. How much is that a day?
I don't know. It's too early.
It's a dollar. Just a dollar.
Dollar a day.
I'll make it easy on you. We'll look forward to that. Davey will also join us. He's the general manager at Snow Basin, so we'll have that coming up in Snow Day, and then we'll get a good avalanche report, I think, from Craig Gordon when he checks in from the Utah Avalanche Center. Levi Bassett joins us now, though. He is the shooting sports program manager for the Division of Wildlife Resources. Levi, you haven't been a part of this madness in the morning here on Saturdays before, have you?
I have not. This is my first time.
All right. It can be scary.
We'll be nice.
We're always amazed when somebody does a phone interview with us and then somewhere later in life decides that they'll agree to come in studio. we're glad to have you on today. Yeah. Faith Jolly suggested that we connect with you to talk a little bit about youth hunter education. Give us a little overview. Give our listeners an overview of what the program is all about.
Yeah, so our Youth Hunter Education Challenge, or YHEC as we call it.
YHEC.
And it's a program essentially that teaches young hunters the ethics, morals, safety, and just all-around knowledge about hunting. And so they do that through 8 different events. There's 4 shooting events and 4 knowledge events.
Well, hang on. I want to back up a second because there is Youth Hunter Education, which is a program in and of itself, but then there is something called the Youth Hunter Education Challenge, correct?
That's correct. And essentially this YHEC, the challenge part of it, is taking what they learn in Youth Hunter Education and just kind of running with it.
And having some fun, it sounds like.
Exactly, yep.
And this happens, first of all, let me say that the program is designed, I think, for kids between the ages of 6 and how old? Is it 18?
It's 18, and really there's no younger age limit. They just need their hunter education.
Okay.
So, and there's no minimum requirement to get that. So as soon as they get their hunter education, they can compete at our state competition.
And Russ, your kids, of course, learned how to handle handguns and rifles with your help.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask Levi, what is a good age to start? I mean, I know it's going to be, you know, you have to decide, you know, but what generally speaking, what's a good age to start kids on firearms? We start all ours on BB rifles, but
sure, yeah. Clearly, it's, you know, this is parents' discretion. And
yeah,
you
got to
look at every kid individually.
But right.
Most of our younger shooters that start, they're like ages 6, 7, or 8.
Wow.
Right in there.
Wow. And what do they start on? Just rimfire?
So for this competition, they start out doing everything that an 18-year-old
does. Wow.
And so, yeah, it's just there's two divisions. There's a senior and a junior division.
Right.
The junior division's a little lighter in the competition aspect, but yeah, they learn the same things that an 18-year-old would.
Wow, that's great.
This competition is coming up in the spring, so like May. Are there exact dates for it this year?
There are. It's going to be May 8th and 9th, and we're going to hold it out in Price, Utah, at the North Spring Shooting Complex.
Why Price? I'm curious.
So we rotate it every year. Last year we held it in St. George. This year it's in Price. Next year I think it's either in Salt Lake, and then we go up to Cache Valley as well. So we just kind of rotate it every year throughout the state.
You know, in some states in the country, they would probably, some people anyway, would be aghast that you're talking about putting firearms in the hands of 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds. But, you know, getting them used to it, getting them comfortable with it, and getting them to understand the danger and the safety, I would think everybody would be in favor of this, particularly in a state like ours where hunting is such a family activity.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no better program than YHEC to teach the safety, the ethics, and the morals with using firearms.
I just got back from Mississippi visiting grandkids there, and Mississippi's a big shooting state. I was surprised at how much, and they actually have the in-school archery program. My granddaughter's doing that.
Yeah, you've taken kids to the range there, haven't you?
The private range, so there's not much public land there. But we start them out on a BB rifle, but they've already been shooting. Both grandpas bring guns.
And how old are they?
Well, the youngest now, I think, is 8.
Yeah.
I think it's 8 and 10.
Yeah,
the two boys. So they're pretty good.
Yeah. So walk us through what a day looks like in this youth hunter education challenge.
So a typical day, well, the teams start practicing about now in January, and a team is basically just a group of kids that want to do it, and their parents kind of are the coaches, quote-unquote, but they just kind of help run it. So most of them practice once a week, and they'll pick one of the subject contacts to practice that week. But they prepare up until the competition in May, and May it looks like they'll get there about noon. They'll have an opening ceremony and then start into the events. So there's 8 events, and they're just kind of put on rotation, and they'll rotate through all eight different events.
I'm looking at, some of the events that do include archery and muzzleloader, or no?
That's correct, yeah. So our 4 shooting events are archery, muzzleloader, 22 rifle, and shotgun. And then they're tested on 4 knowledge events. The knowledge events would be wildlife identification, orienteering, so how to use a map and compass and how to read maps. The third one of the knowledge events is our safety trail. And is what that is they're taken through kind of a walk-through simulation course. They're presented with different hunting scenarios. And so let's say there's a turkey decoy out there, and it's a tom. They have a license for a tom in their pocket to hunt, and they're presented with a scenario, shoot or don't shoot. Is it safe or is it not safe? There may be a hunter in the bush behind them that they've got to kind of spot. And so just kind of that safety trail walkthrough course is one of the events. And then the last one's a written exam, and there's a book that covers wildlife identification, ethics, morals, all of that in hunting, and they kind of study that, and then one of the events is taking a test on that book.
I know some adults that need to recertify on that every year, I think. Wildlife ID is so hard sometimes.
I'll tell you, when you get into the GPS and the mapping and all of that, it sounds like, and this is timely, I think anyway, with some of the question marks that are out there about the scouting program, it's timely because it sounds like something you'd go through in Boy Scouts to me.
Exactly. It is a great kind of transition from those that had scouting programs and now they don't, and they still want their kids to learn those kind of in the woods traits, and this is a great program for them.
Yeah, just to give you an idea, I pulled up the events breakdown, and you were mentioning the 22 long rifle category. It says this event will consist of six stations with where five shots will take place, so a total of 30 shots. Shots will range from 0 to 75 yards. Each station may use a different shooting position, standing, kneeling, sitting, or prone. Stations may use props or shooting scenarios. Targets will be standard rimfire silhouette targets, and to get started with the event, or it will start shooting in different shooting positions. And it says, build your confidence as you work out from farther and farther distances. Remind me, how many kids will make up a team so that people can be thinking about buddies they might want to team up with here?
So at our state event, we don't actually have prize packages for teams. So your team could be as big as 30 people. We have teams up in Cache Valley that are pushing 30, 40 kids that go and practice all together.
Wow.
It may be just two or three that you like to shoot with. It's just kind of who you're comfortable with and who you want to go shoot with.
Yeah. I see that on the website, and people can go to wildlife.utah.gov and then put a / in there, discover/shooting sports and Hunter Ed, and you can just click around and find the entry, the portal. There is a listing for beginners, so those that are new at it will still have had to go through the Hunter Education Program.
Absolutely. Yep. And to start practicing, they don't necessarily have to have gone through the Hunter Education and get their blue card, but to compete at the state event, they will have to have that document. Wow.
So what's your suggestion if they're listening today and want to get started with this whole process?
The first thing is go on to our webpage, wildlife.utah.gov, click on the Discover tab, you'll find Shooting Sports and then YHEG. Up there's my contact info. There's some resources there for how to get started, some basics, some letters from past participants or parents. If you have questions, email me. I'll come out, and we'll get you started. We'll get you going. It's not like rec soccer where you sign up and you're placed on a team with a coach. It's you go at your own pace, at your own level, at your own comfortability. And so if you want to go really fast and you and your parents want to get with another team and then go and talk to some professionals in the field that are experts in orienteering, then you can do that. Or you can just kind of take it slow and go at your own pace. But if you have any questions, just contact me. My email is on there, and we'll get you going.
Yeah. For those that are wondering, YHEC is a acronym for Youth Hunter Education Course, I believe, and challenge. Sorry, and I'm thinking, why not change the name of it to Why Not Heck or Heck Why Not? It sounds like a perfect plan to get out there and have some fun and learn something along the way. Levi, thanks for sharing it with us. We love that.
Great program.
It sounds like a great program, and you learn a whole lot more than just how to handle that weapon. Levi is a shooting sports program manager for the Division of Wildlife Resources. Nice. And again, the website, wildlife.utah.gov. We'll catch up with you again, Levi. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will check in with Ski Utah and tell you more about how your kids can ski, not kidding, for $1 a day with the 5th and 6th grade passport program. It's amazing.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio, and our thanks to Levi Bassett from the Division of Wildlife Resources. Good to be able to talk about shooting sports for a little bit this morning. Going to shift gears, though, as we usually do in the 7 o'clock hour, Russell, and we're going to talk all things snow.
Yeah, it's about that time.
We've got Snow Day coming up. Also, Craig Gordon will be checking in with us from the Utah Avalanche Center to talk about avalanche danger out there and how to keep yourself out of trouble. But I want to connect here with Annalise Bergen. She is the Director of Communication. She actually joined us for the first time on the program a couple of weeks ago. And so we wanted to make sure we were checking in on a regular basis in this new year. Annalise, good morning.
Good morning.
Not much to complain about in Utah right now if you like snow, is there?
There is not much to complain about at all. It's some of the best conditions we've seen, and we are not a skier in Utah is unhappy right now.
or at least if they are, they shouldn't be. I was looking at looking over Grant Wayman's shoulder the other morning. I think it was Thursday here at KSL when we were in the middle of Utah's morning news. He was looking at some of the snow totals in places like the Trial Lake area. North and south, and noticed that we were somewhere between 4% and as much as 15% above normals for right now. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, the snowpack is incredible right now. A lot of people probably saw just the other week Snowbird passed 300 inches in the first 45 days of opening.
Crazy.
So we have accumulated a lot of snow, and you know, we really haven't even reached what are typically our peak months of snow, which are February and March. So who knows what's in store, but we're certainly off to a great start.
Yeah, just as a footnote, my wife and I were over in Colorado. I was working with the World Pro Ski Tour for their event at Eldora, and I can tell you Utah's got a lot better snowpack right now than Colorado does. I can report that firsthand. One of the reasons we wanted to connect with you today, and we chatted just briefly about this on your last visit, is to get another push for the Ski Utah 5th and 6th grade passport program. I was sorry to hear that the numbers may actually be down a little bit from years past.
Yeah, they're a little bit down from last year, but I really think that it's really just getting the word out, because if every person in Utah knew what the 5th and 6th grade passport was, we probably would have to limit the sales, because
yeah.
It's just such a good deal. And it's really our way and the state's way and the resort's way of reaching out to especially our local community. It's, of course, for sale to anybody really in the world, but it's really a way for us to reach out to our local community and our local kids and get them out on the snow for next to nothing. You're almost skiing for free at these prices, at the per-day price. So I'm surprised to see it down a little bit, but I wouldn't be surprised to see us pick those numbers back up and as soon as people are getting out to ski.
Yeah, and I mean, you go down the list, it's just about any resort you could think of: Alta, Brighton, Beaver Mountain, Bryan Head, Cherry Peak, Deer Valley. It goes on and on and on. Park City, Snowbird, Snow Basin, Solitude, Sundance, even Woodward Park City. $45 is all it takes.
Yeah, so the 5th and 6th grade passport includes every single resort in Utah, so that's 15 resorts. The 5th grade passport includes 3 days at each of those resorts for only $45. So you can ski 45 different days for $45. That's $1 a day, which I don't know that we've seen prices like that since maybe the resorts opened. And even then, I want to say that day tickets were like $2.
Yeah.
So this is a price you won't really see anywhere else. And with the 6th grade passport, we offer 1 day at each of those 15 resorts. And so you're still only skiing for $3 a day. And so even if you just plan to go to a few of these resorts this winter, it's such a great deal for the kids. And then most of the resorts usually offer like a package for the adults as well, as like an add-on. So if you bring your 5th or 6th grader with their Ski Utah passport, and you can go look at more details on skiutah.com and who offers what, but many of the resorts offer discounted rentals, discounted lesson packages. Some of them will even give you discounted or even free like single day adult pass so that parents can get out with their fifth or sixth grader at a really cheap price. So not only is the passport an incredible deal just to get the kids out on the snow, but really it's actually a huge benefit for the parents as well, and to kind of get around and really see all of our resorts all over the state.
I don't think we mentioned that the last time, and I want to make sure we emphasize that, because in a sort of selfish way for mom and dad, you're going to save yourself a bunch of money by just getting that $45 pass for your fifth or sixth grader. And besides that, you're going to unplug them from all their electronic devices and the internet, and you're going to spend some real quality time with them.
Yep, but your hands are too cold to get your phone out on the snow. So this is the perfect sport to get the kids out of the house, and I can promise you they'll be off the phones, off the iPads, eyes on the snow, and you know, it's just a great way to spend some time together as a family. And like I said, buying the passport is kind of, you know, of course it's a great ski ticket deal just for the kids, but it's almost like buying, like, you know, a modern day ski coupon book as well.
Right.
Because you're really getting all these other great discounts and benefits to these resorts along with it.
Yeah, it really is something you should take advantage of. Is there a deadline for getting involved with this?
That's actually the best part about this pass. There is no deadline. We'll sell them all winter. And so even if you're interested in buying it right now, you know, pretty much every single resort that is a traditional resort here locally, they're done with their big sales. You know, their season pass sale deals are pretty much done. Their big special buy early type deals are done. You can't buy Icon or Epic Pass anymore. But you can buy the Ski Utah passport all winter, which is great. So even if you decide this week that you said, you know what, we're going to go, you know, spend a spring break staycation here in Utah and get the kids out on the snow, you can still buy the passport, which is awesome.
Great stuff. And again, if you want more details, just go to skiutah.com. There is a link you can click right on the homepage there. As always, it's great catching up with you, Annalise, and what a deal for folks. If you thought it was too expensive to take your family skiing, you're never going to find this kind of a deal anywhere other than the 5th and 6th grade ski pass through Ski Utah and all of our great resorts. We appreciate you sharing it with us again this week.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. We're going to take a break for news on the half hour. On the other side, an avalanche report. Craig Gordon will join us live, and that'll be followed by Snow Day. Where are we going to? Oh, we're headed up to Snow Basin. Davey will check in with us up there. We'll find out what kind of a season it's been for Snow Basin. So stay right there.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.